Welcome to the Kicking It With Ray podcast. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here to discuss all things reality TV from a black and brown perspective. From dating and marriage to competitions and everyday pop culture, I'll be diving into it all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Kicking It With Ray. I'm your host, Rainice, and I'm here with my biffle, Bree, again, to recap the episode 10 and 11 of Love is Blind Season 6. So let's get into it. We don't got to talk about Kenneth and Brittany because they were gone. The only other couple that was, you know, kind of not really even in these episodes was Amy and Johnny. They seem great. They met her dad. He gave a stamp of approval. I feel like there's nothing to say about these two.
I mean, yes, and they finally seem like they've solved the problem that was the biggest problem for them of birth control.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot in this conversation we're missing, mm-hmm. and wasn't as big of a problem as it seemed ever.
Right.
But it was the one bump they could highlight in general. So, yay, they found a solution to that. And again, I think we really need to highlight the love between the dad and Amy. That was a really beautiful moment in general.
It was so cute.
I just want to highlight, I think if Love is Blind is the show, it's really the parents this season that ended up winning. These episodes were absolutely beautiful just because of the family. But yeah, starting with unproblematic, moving towards more problematic, I think Amy and Johnny still see you heading to the altar, still very much so are a fan favorite in my opinion.
Yeah. If they say no, I'll never watch the show again. And that's just like...
What a curveball that would be. Yeah. I mean, but Kenneth and Brittany were a curveball, so I won't, you know,
they were a curveball, but I feel like we all kind of were like,
When I go back to that episode, I did not say a strong yes. So
yeah, we were like, we'd like to see them get married, but we all kind of knew Kenneth was hesitant about it. I think what the curveball was how they showed the breakup, which I don't think we talked about this on the last podcast because I didn't find out till afterwards. But Jess did a podcast with Nick Viall from the Bachelor franchise and basically said that the breakup looked so weird on film because they had already broken up off film. So they were asked to record this after everything was done. So Kenneth, it was just over it at that point and didn't really have much to say. So I kind of felt bad that like he got this edit because he was just over it. But at the same time, like, I mean, if you gotta put more into it,
like you gave a little, maybe not call the friend right after this.
Yeah.
Like, maybe call before the recording saying you'll be done in 30. I don't know.
You know what? Text. That way we can't hear
That's
you.
That's what you was doing this whole episode. Anyway, so all of a sudden we need to get on the phone.
It's like, no, you got
to
be aware of how you look. Like even when I did that show, there were a lot of things that I did not do or say on camera or when I was mic'd up because I didn't know how they would use it. And I didn't want it to ever come off as like the angry black woman. And I just feel like he wasn't being aware. He wasn't being self-aware in that moment of like how terrible this is going to look, regardless of how you feel or what you might have already said or done throughout the day. So anyway,
I think he was trying to look very put together.
He was.
And
he was.
Him being cold.
Exactly.
But, you know, once again, they're not no longer here, so we don't need to spend so much time on them.
Moving Amy and on. Tom,
great. Two thumbs up from me and you. Next couple.
I guess the least problematic left would be AD and Clay.
Ironically. Yeah. I mean, we only have three couples. So,
yeah. So we start off with them meeting AD's mom. And she's, you know, AD is telling her mom how she planned the 25 Reasons date and then Clay didn't come home.
Once again, this is a favorite of mine is the parents during this whole show, this part of the show. I thought it was so lovely to see AD interact with her mom. Her mom is truly one of her biggest fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not understanding what's the communication between Clay and AD.
Me neither. Right?
Okay, let's say he does need to do these Airbnbs and some nights he'll be away. People travel for work often. Mm-hmm. Does he not know when he'll be traveling from work?
Is it a surprise?
Does he not communicate once he finds out? I'm just trying to understand, is there a pattern? And that's what makes me sort of, I think I started seeing Clay as a little bit more problematic in these episodes. I've been wearing more rooting for them glasses, But really, for me, when it was, is when he was sitting down in front of AD and saying, "What if I'm not ready to be married in these next few weeks? I look at everybody else and they seem very ready to be married and that they're about this life. What are you thinking once we get there?" And I don't know. It feels like Clay always has something, whether it's the hereditary cheating or because his father took him on trips or he doesn't know
He
if
looks up
he
to Will Smith and Diddy,
like, which, whoa, right? That,
a choice,
okay.
a choice.
Right. I mean, we won't get too far into that, but that's something to
Convo
note.
for another day.
Right. But yes, these sort of things make me say she feels like she's very much so fighting. She's 10 toes down. She even said to him, "You know, if I have to be the one that is more sure right now or fighting harder right now, then I can do that. There'll be times where you need to do the same," which I think is marriage minded. I don't know if he's there though.
Yeah. What I thought was really interesting is her telling her mom that if she was about to jump off a cliff with no parachute on and he was at the bottom to catch her, she'd trust that. She would do it. She would follow him there because she just like trust him. And I just don't really understand where that trust is coming from because he seems very unsure about marriage. So
Yes.
what is your trust? Is it just that like maybe he is giving the signs that like he loves her. Clay loves AD and wants to be with AD. Maybe it's not so much marrying AD that scares him, but just the thought of marriage in general. And I guess I can see that as like my best friend. I know they got my back, but this whole marriage thing is what's scaring them. And it's like you said, like he talks about cheating as if it's hereditary, and it's just not. So it's like if you don't want to cheat, guess what? You don't gotta cheat. So
I'd also be cautious of a man who thinks cheating is hereditary and is dragging his feet and is also out all night. But that's also me and my mind, like, is he trying to tell me
he's
something?
trying to tell you something. He is 100% trying to tell you something. And let's just go ahead and like nip this in the bud. Like I really so badly want her to just say, you don't have to cheat if you don't want to. Make that decision in your mind and let's just stick to it. If you don't want to hurt me, then don't. It's really that simple.
That's what his mom, or that is what AD's mom was alluding at, that you do not have to pay for the sins of your parents. You can always do better. You have chosen to do better with your business and set goals in that way. Why not do the same with marriage? And maybe it's the editing, but it seems that that might not be the case with Clay in general. So I don't know. Clay has a lot going on with him. And I don't know if it's just the focus on business or I still
And
think that therapy is necessary.
yeah, so like apparently they connected over their entrepreneurial spirit, which I didn't know that before. And I knew that like she was doing entrepreneurial stuff, but he also told his mom that she wasn't working right now. So I'm very confused on what they are doing all day. Like why? Because then even for the lake party, he said something to her like, "Oh, you have to go to work at 4, but you can just leave from the lake party." So I'm like, "What does she do?" I'm very
Well, when
confused.
he said she wasn't working at the time, I think she took a little bit more space when she came back from the pods. And I think he must have just gotten back to it. So gave herself a little bit more space. And I think he was saying that she was just now getting into the routine of whatever her job was. So when that was going to happen, that they were going to have to adjust again. So by the time we saw the next meetup, she was probably back at
Back to
work.
work. Okay.
Some of it's real estate. I know that. I forget the other aspects of it. And I know that she wants to continue to grow in that aspect. But I feel like so is he. So why are they not starting to align a little bit more on the same sort of businesses and maybe even take her with you, right?
Yeah.
If you
That's
want
where I'm
to see
confused.
businesses.
If like we said last time, if he has to spend the night away, Why wouldn't she just go with him? We know the last drop of episode, she wasn't working. So why wouldn't she go with him to spend the night somewhere? And maybe this time she was working, so he couldn't. But it doesn't sound like she was, because she set up this whole plan for the date, which I wanted to know more about. I started singing Nivea's song, 25 Reasons, and that just really excited me. So I really
A
wanted to know
classic.
more about it. And I also want to know if she did it later. Like, did you plan it for another night? Because, like, that seems like a lot of work to just not do it, to just be like,
Did
no.
he come home to it? Was it breakfast? No, because he still hadn't been home. The first time she saw him was at the lunch with mom, right?
I think so. I think she said it was last night and he didn't come home, so they were going to be meeting there. But then did you go home and do it that night? Like, was it stuff that expired? You couldn't use it that night? Like, I don't know. I am very, like, I really want to know more about it, because I feel like we didn't get to see a lot of their story building up to each other and like what they do love about you. So this whole date with 25 Reasons Why You Love Him, I would have loved to have seen that. Just black love and see how he reacted to it too, because I don't feel like Clay has really been shown a lot of love from women that aren't in his family.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a very interesting dynamic that I'm starting to question a little bit more. Maybe that's because the other couples were so glaring at the time that I started to miss some of the AD and Clay things.
And yeah, I think that AD and Clay were just like rooting for them, because the other two are just, they need to implode. So I think that's probably a lot of it. Is I definitely was like, I don't see any red flags, but then when I went back and rewatched it, I was like, okay.
And they're pretty bright red.
They're like flashing neon and waving, but.
I think I was with AD where I was like, yeah, let's paint our nails, sis. And now the paint is chipping, I think. And I wanted to chip for her too a little bit to see a little bit more and ask more questions before she gets to the altar, because he's starting to remind me a little bit of Jarrett and Ayana energy, even though she wasn't second choice in this case. I think it's just a little bit of, if you paid attention early, you might have noticed some things. And I'm not trying to bash Ayana for choosing him, but I felt she was putting up more of a fight. She was more ready to be your wife, because that's how you show up in marriage, I believe. But he wasn't reciprocating in some of those aspects. So I'm a little nervous that my girl AD is very ready to be married. She has the mindset of, no, I'm dedicated to this. I'm committed. I'm here to be stronger. If I'm more sure right now and you are unsure, I can carry this part for us. And then one day you might need to be more sure than I am. I don't know when that day comes, if Clay would be sure.
I
He
don't know
doesn't seem
either.
to have presented anything that lets me believe that he is very sure on AD.
Well, I think that he's sure on AD. He's not sure on the commitment.
Okay, that's enough for me though.
Because one of the things he said to her mom is that he said AD is a walking testimony to what he was looking for, and that it is meant to be, he was meant to be here for AD. Like, he fully believes AD is his
Yeah.
person, but he doesn't believe in himself to like make the marriage work. And you kind of got to believe in yourself to get things done.
Right. I don't think she can carry you on that, especially if your beliefs are cheating is hereditary. So when you do, like, if you do at any point, you're going to come back and say, you know, my father. And that bothers me a little bit about the accountability in these situations. And again, this comes back to perhaps we all need to check into therapy at different points in our lives. And I want that for Clay. And with therapy, I think he'll be just fine.
Yeah, same. Agreed. So they end their kind of episodes with like going on a shoe painting date for their wedding. They're painting their wedding shoes. Super cute. Definitely like a bonding experience. We see AD trying on two different dresses. How did you feel about her dresses?
I liked her dress. I mean, AD is a beautiful girl. I feel like she could have came out in toilet tissue and it would have been just
It
fine,
looked
right?
amazing on her. That
She looked
second
great.
dress though, so good. I hope she chose that one.
I'm so happy that she tried that on though, because I was already impressed by the first one. I was like, yes, that's the one for you. But then she tried on the second one and it was very nice on her. So, yeah.
That second one, it was like a tube top with like the pointy points at the boobs, and then it had a high slit that was just everything. And
But
her
then the
body,
train.
Yeah, her body is just sickening. So, how do you feel about veils with the writing on it? I've seen a lot of women do
No, I like that one. I liked hers specifically that said "Till death do us part." I thought
Yeah.
that was really, really cute.
I think Hailey Bieber said the same thing at her wedding.
Ooh, so
Yeah.
maybe a little nod.
Yeah, so because like I love the way they do the pictures where they like pull it all the way out, and yeah, I think that's kind of cool. It's definitely like a younger generation thing. I don't know if something I would do personally, but it definitely gives like a rocker feel to the wedding.
Yeah, I think it's subtle enough where when you're walking and dancing, because it's a white on white sort of situation, that it might not appear in that way, but it's definitely picturesque.
Yeah. For sure.
And maybe walking down the aisle, even.
So, do you still think it's gonna be double yeses for them? Yeah, I'm
I'm
at a point where I don't want it to be, but I think it's going to be.
Well, here's the question. We're saying double yeses, right? So let's say that it's not double yeses. Which one do you think is l more likely to say no?
So, in a perfect world, Clay would say no because he knows he's not really ready for it. Like, be responsible. Don't do this to this woman. In a like girl power world, I want AD to say no and be like, I deserve more. I deserve someone who's ready. So that is like my dream scenario.
I foresee the first one. I foresee AD speaking first at the wedding. You know how they do the editing. And her professing how much she's loved this journey, et cetera, et cetera. And then I see Clay talking, sort of stumbling over his words and saying no, but
Yeah.
also telling her how much he loves her.
Yeah. And he's gonna want to try to date afterwards, and she's gonna be like, fuck you, because no.
Right.
I think she already did say that on episode that like if they don't get married, they're not dating. They're nothing. I feel like that happened. So
Yeah.
but I just have a feeling that Clay wants this, like in his mind, he wants this to work. He wants to be with her. He loves her entrepreneurial mind, and he knows that he's gonna lose her if he says no. So I feel like they're both gonna say yes just because of that.
I think they're great for each other, but if Clay doesn't start believing that he's a great husband, then he's not going to
Yeah.
be a great husband.
Agreed. Okay, let's move on from them. I feel like we should do Laura and Jeremy next.
Okay.
I mean, they're both bad, but them at least it's a little bit shorter bad. So
There's a new layer added now, though.
yes, new layer, still they're no longer a couple, so we don't have to do any predictions on them. We left off last episodes with Laura catching him in a lie. We do know that he did go to where Sarah lives. We open up this episode with Jeremy talking to his mom, telling his mom what happened, and his mom was like, "You're lucky it wasn't me." And I just know his mom is with the shits. She would have fought
And
him.
furthermore, he's like, I couldn't imagine that I would have lost a fiance over this. And the mom is like, well, you should have called me because I could have
Right.
told you that.
I could have told you that. And the fact that he didn't think that is wild to me. Like, what in what world do you think a woman like Laura was gonna be okay with you being out till 5 a.m.? Like, just being out till 5 a.m. Like, that's just not okay, period. But then to add on top of it that you were with your ex who sent you this message already? Come on, Jeremy.
I think he felt that she would be mad, but not that mad. I feel like
Not
he did.
like end of the engagement, man.
Yeah, he did that boy move. So, he was wrong. Or end of the engagement. And what we came to find out, or as the story goes in this episode, is that they were talking. And I guess she checked the phone at the perfect moment where he was dropping Sarah off at an apartment in Uptown. And then he came home after that. They were still talking very late in the night, which, is one thing.
There is not a single person in this world that I want to talk to 5 a.m. that I don't also want to sleep with. Like, I just.
There are very few nights. Also, though, I get it. There might have needed to be some closure there. But if I'm with a person, I'm thinking it's getting late. This is not a good look. We should probably end this conversation and try it for another day. Yeah, it escalated quickly. There really was no coming back for Jeremy as well. So I can understand that frustration from his side too. But then he started being a butthead.
Then he
And
just got real nasty. For so they're at the lake party, barbecue, whatever, and he walks in. And immediately, like they're like, "Oh, you're wearing the Hawaiian shirt." And he immediately is like, "Yeah, I wanted to shake shit up or whatever. I wanted to cause a problem." Like, well, first of all, let me just say his Hawaiian shirts do not look that bad. I don't know why she cares so much. I don't agree with her, but to purposefully do that, it's just petty. It's giving childish. Like, why?
Yeah, the Hawaiian shirts are definitely not as bad as the nondescript hats and sunglasses that the characters are wearing. Those are very sketch. It looks like identify this male who has done a crime. It's very that sort of situation every time I see him walk in with the hat and the glasses. And the shirts aren't as bad. But he was a complete jerk because even when Laura's trying to talk to him about you have just ended an engagement, he's talking about, well, there are people here at this lake house party that I would really like to enjoy spending time with. So once there's just this coldness from the guys as they break up with the women on the show. And I just don't understand where that comes from, where you can at least understand why your fiance would be upset, especially when your mom is like, you're lucky it's not me. So you know from a woman's perspective that this is a big deal and that you violated on several codes on this level. So yeah, how did you feel about AD approaching Sarah Ann?
That was a move I would have done. 100% would have done that for my friends, because it wouldn't have been appropriate for Laura to do it. And she would it would have been real emotional and real, like, just ugly. Like, Laura cannot be the one coming to Sarah Ann, because it's going to be from a place of, like, just hatred. So it made more sense for AD to do it. I loved how she was trying to be so classy and nice. Like, she was, yeah, but yeah, like, you could just tell she wanted to go just ratchet on her ass, but she was gonna keep cute and classy. And I fucking loved everything she said. She not only, like, asked her the questions, but she also challenged her. When Sarah was saying crazy shit, like, she didn't just say, "Well, I saw the message and blah blah blah." After Sarah gave her defense or said whatever she did, she said, "Okay, Sarah, but really, let's talk about this. Like, do you really think that that's okay to do? Because I don't. That's crazy. It's unhinged. That's not okay."
I think that AD can ask about it, but I think that Sarah Ann, it's very interesting because I don't think either one were necessarily wrong. Like, no one's really wrong in this situation. It's just very different approaches that people have, right? Sarah Ann felt like, you know, the game is not over yet. I still have a chance. People have done this before in the past. I just want him to know that if he's thinking about me, I'm still thinking about him. I think everybody thinks back to like Bliss, and although it didn't go with Bliss sending the message first, I'm not trying to imply that, but I think they're kind of the oops, I didn't choose the right one story and then move in the right direction, right? So I can understand Sarah Ann's logic in that point, and I can understand someone who was engaged, not enjoying you doing that. So you're in the wrong spot. Like, if you were talking to the pod squad, that might be like, yeah, girl, get your man, right? The engaged girls at the house are now a united front. We're all making it to the altar. We're supporting each other in that. And anyone that's not committed to that or trying to infringe on that is the enemy at this point. So I think she came to the wrong place seeking sympathy in that way. And she's always going to be labeled as sort of, if she moves forward with Jeremy, which is probable because of what we saw, right? If she moves forward, Jeremy, it's always going to be a sticky situation. But my question is, in these sort of situations, why do we never hold the male super accountable for this sort of action?
I mean, I feel like Jeremy was held accountable. He like, cause Laura ripped into him. He like heart reacted to the message or something. Like he didn't respond. He just like did the reaction to it. And Laura was like, "What the fuck was that? Like you should have said,
Right.
no, girl, I'm engaged or something." Like she wanted him to
Yeah.
say something. And I agree. Like his reaction to it was fucked up. The fact that he then met up with her and talked to her at 5 a.m. was equally as bad. Like Jeremy is
Knowing
the
that I
criminal.
wasn't comfortable with the heart, so
Yeah.
why would
And
that be the next step?
Laura even says in the beginning of the girl chat, when they get to the lake party, she says, like, Jeremy is the one who owed me this commitment. Jeremy is the one who's supposed to protect me.
Yes.
He is the one that I am mad at. Yes, she's like, I'm not happy with Sarah Ann. I don't think she did the right
Right.
thing. But like at the
No.
end of the day, we are pissed at Jeremy. Jeremy is the one who fucked up. My
Yep.
issue with, because what we've never seen before, we know people like hop around. There's been several couples that broke up and it got with the other person. We do know that happens, but I have never seen it before where the ex-girl messages the engaged
Intentional.
man. And like my thing is, you didn't have to do that. I like she if she had just waited and either let him message her or oh, they meet up at the bar and have that conversation, I don't think there'd be any hate on Sarah Ann. But
Yeah.
it was because you sent that message that basically said, if things don't work out, come find me, which is like, bruh, like that's gross. That's just gross.
Right.
That's not, and I'm not even saying that all the women have to be friends. That's cool if y'all weren't friends in the pods, if y'all, you know, have your cliques. I think it's very clear now that like Mackenzie, Sarah Ann, and Chelsea are friends, and Jessica, Laura, and AD are friends. And Amy's
Yeah.
kind of like, I like everybody, but.
Right. Which is where AD was right, where she was like, girl, he didn't choose you. You
Yeah.
know, you weren't the choice. So get it together and move forward in this situation. I did not like what Jeremy and Sarah Ann did next, though.
Oh my
I
God, it
thought it
was
was
so gross.
very messy and gross. Yes,
First of all,
to
their conversation was stupid because of course, like when she asked him, did you think my message was inappropriate? Of course he was
no,
gonna say no.
no.
Like why would he be like, yeah, it actually was, but that's okay. Let's still like get together. Like, why would
Right.
he do that? He's now supporting you, which I think just goes to show that he never supported Laura. Like the way that he
Yes.
jumps to immediately support her decision, which was terrible, that's how you're supposed to support your partner, is like you support their bad decisions because
Yes.
that's your person.
Yeah, it was really gross that they sat down, sort of had that conversation there in front of everyone, knowing that it was sort of already a little,
Chaotic.
yeah. And then they chose to go jet skiing together.
Like, this is so fucked up. And Laura's over there crying. And I, to be fair, I do think Laura was more embarrassed than hurt. But still, like, I would be embarrassed too. And let me ask you. Because the thing is, they had already broken up. They had been broken up for at least 4 days by the time this party happened. Would you, if you were in the situation, would you have gone to this party?
If I were in this situation, would I have gone to this party? I think she was expecting him not to show. I think they both have big egos because that's why she was embarrassed, right? So she's going with her girls to tell her story with the talking piece scrunchie. And he's going in a Hawaiian shirt and a nondescript hat and sunglasses to tell his side of the story, right? I think they both had very big egos, which is why we got here. I think when one says no, the other says no, they were just never really compatible from the beginning. I don't even know how they got there. And I don't think we ever said yes to them.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I
maybe the first time, but.
just felt like it was very bad for Laura to have gone to this party, for either one of them too. But because I feel like because Laura doesn't have that same fear of being like being portrayed as like an angry black woman, she went there to have her moment where she got to curse him out and just be completely get all her feelings out. Which, how did you feel about her speech to him? Did you feel like it was like warranted, or did you feel like she went over the top?
No, I think at that moment, he was very cold. After he said, I'd rather enjoy this time with the people that are here and engagement is off. I felt everything that she was saying. She was very agitated at the fact that he showed no type of care. Now, if you want to talk about who shouldn't have showed up at that party, Sarah Ann, you didn't know what you were about to walk into.
Yeah, I just am saying like everything, even though I agree with everything she said, and I thought it was definitely he definitely deserved that tongue lashing. Me as a black woman, I wouldn't have wanted to be portrayed that way,
Oh,
and
I
so
see what you're saying.
that's why I wouldn't have gone to the party, because I would have wanted to curse him out just like that, and not being able to would have like just like ruined me, wrecked me. So that,
Yeah.
I just think it's different. I think it's interesting how white women don't seem to have that type of fear of like how I'm gonna look on TV for doing this. And there's been several people in the groups that are like, she's mean. What she did was so rude. And I'm just like, I didn't think it was really mean. I thought he deserved it, but I also can like I wouldn't want to be seen that way on TV. I kind of get it, but like I don't.
I think people have always saw Laura as mean, though. So I think if she was America's sweetheart and told him off, I think people would have been like, yeah, you go, girl. You finally did what needed to be done, right? But I think Laura wasn't likable from the start, which does not mean that she deserved the treatment that she got from Jeremy. He could have broken with her in a very respectable way that reflected his character. But he did reflect his character, which was not great.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad this couple was broken up. I also don't understand why Sarah Ann went to the party, especially because for this party, there weren't a lot of extra castmates there. I feel like in past seasons, everybody showed up. Here, it wasn't everybody. Like the only other person who wasn't like deeply involved in the love triangle was Mackenzie and what's her name? Alejandra, I think, the light-skinned
Thanks,
black
man.
girl. Yeah.
Yeah. She seemed like she was a friend to the room, though, when she was
Yes.
in the palace, because I saw her in a lot of shots. So I wasn't surprised by her showing up there
Yeah.
and Jessica showing up there.
But Jessica was in a love triangle, so that made
Oh,
sense.
yeah.
Sarah was in a love triangle. Trevor was in a love triangle. I
Right.
don't remember seeing any other faces of
No, that
people.
was it.
Yeah, like even the other Amber didn't show up, and her and AD are cool. So it just, Matthew didn't show up either. Like,
Right.
and oh,
Well.
that part though, where they were telling the girls that Matt looked like Clark Kent, and all their faces was like, wait, what?
Yeah. And they're like, no, he's very good looking.
Yeah.
And like,
They're like, oh.
yeah.
I can see
And
the
they're
envy.
not lying. The boy is crazy, but he is easy on the eyes.
Yeah, he's a good looking man, and I hate that he got the edit that he did. So I don't know who he pissed off, but yeah, not
Well,
great.
somebody probably offered him a sandwich again, and he was rude on set. And they were like, all right, okay, I
Yeah.
got you.
He said that he really struggled with everybody being so drunk, and he just like was a recluse, even in the boys' quarters. Like they were drinking too much, and it made him uncomfortable. And I don't know. I think he is sober because he had a problem before. I don't remember if that's what it said. Yeah, I know it says he's sober, but I wasn't sure if it was connected to like a drinking problem or what. But I think it's got to be really hard to be in that environment, and you're sober, and everybody's getting wasted, and you just be part of it. So.
Well, we got to talk about that too. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have access to liquor, but people are getting really drunk on this show
Yeah.
because of how much liquor is around.
They're gonna end up having to do a drink rule like they do on The Bachelor. On The Bachelor, they're not allowed to have more than two drinks every hour, I believe it is, which is still a lot.
A lot.
That is a lot. Okay. I don't know why they think that's not, but I think because back in the day they were doing like 10 shots at a time and crazy stuff, and then making very poor decisions. There was some sexual assault allegations and things. So I think that they thought, well, at least they won't get wasted. But if I can have two drinks every hour for 8 hours of filming, I'm gonna be wasted.
Yeah, I'm wasted hour one. That's
Yeah,
all I need.
exactly.
So
Exactly.
yeah, I can understand that being sober and everybody around you is wasted. I don't like being around very wasted people when
Yeah.
I'm feeling very sober.
Yeah,
Imagine that, staying in the house.
I can't, get high or anything, and most of my friends do, and sometimes I don't want to be around them when they're all high and I'm just sober and bored. Like
Oh.
it's not fun. It's not
Oh, everybody's moving slow and you're moving
fun.
regular pace. I'm sorry for you.
It sucks, but job
Yeah.
stuff. So
Yeah,
anyway,
so.
I'm glad that they broke up. Was there anything else about this couple? I feel like that was really it.
Yeah, well, what do you think's gonna happen with Jeremy and Sarah Ann now?
I have seen some stuff already online. I guess it's not really a spoiler because we don't see them. We're probably not gonna see them again. But I've heard they moved in with each other, so
Wowzers.
that's the tea. Yeah.
Ooh.
So I guess it
I'm
was
like,
all worth it in the end, right?
you ready to move on to the next couple?
Yeah. Which let me just be clear though, that makes me really confused about what Jeremy's morals and values are, because it seemed like him and Sarah did not agree on things like abortions and same-sex marriages. And because at one point, the last batch of episodes, Chelsea like makes it a point to say that they agreed on those things. So it's like, it's interesting that he would end up with someone that doesn't agree with him on these things. And how can y'all look past that? I don't understand that, but white people do white people things. Also, did you think that Sarah Ann was Asian?
I don't know what I thought she was.
I thought she was Asian from her picture. Like she's got like more Asian features than not. And somebody did a deep dive on her profile and found like some older pictures. That girl is pure Caucasian.
Wow, it's just a
Yeah.
lot of work.
She's had a lot of work done. I don't know all the details, but they were like, no, this is a white woman. This is not an Asian woman. There's just no way. And a lot of people were like, is she yellow fishing? Like, what's happening? It's very weird. I mean, yellow face. We called it yellow, call it yellow face when they do that. Not yellow fishing, but
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think
yeah.
if you,
Yeah, true.
because it's called blackfishing too, right? When people
It's
do it for a
is
time,
it?
but they put on blackface. Yeah, like if they're
Yeah. Oh,
online
it is.
and
Okay.
they're an influencer and we thought they were black this whole time, then they were
Okay.
black, sort of like Ariana
Yes,
Grande.
I thought I was mixing up catfishing with blackface, but
Well,
I have
it's
heard it. I think
both.
that's that. I
It's
think that is the point.
oh. So, for example, Rachel Dolezal would have
Yeah.
been blackfishing us, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah.
We
So
can
yeah,
trick.
yellow fishing, that's what she seems to be doing. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose, if she's just trying to look more exotic, quote unquote. Like, I don't know, but I definitely saw her from the beginning of seeing her profile, I thought she was at least half Asian. And then looking back at those other pictures, it's like not, there's not a trace of it at all. So
Wowzers. Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe like Latina or, you know, some, yeah, fully Caucasian wouldn't have crossed my mind, but
no,
yeah.
no.
Cool, now we know.
Yep. All right. Moving on to Chelsea and Jimmy.
Have they been our most problematic couple consistently? Is this always what we end with?
No, last time we ended with Jeremy and Laura, but it was like a toss-up.
Hmm.
It was like we could really do either, but we did it. We ended with them last time because of the cliffhanger that ended with them.
Right. And once again, we could really do either again.
Okay. Let me just say this. If you have to beg someone to love you, if you have to beg someone to love you the way you need to be loved, if you have to constantly apologize and like explain yourself because the person you're with does not understand you, you just need to be out of that relationship. It's not for you, and that's fine. You don't have to fight for every single relationship to work out. Sometimes they're just not meant to be, and that just is what it is.
This couple's so hard. I hope that they don't say yes at the altar for both their sake,
And
because
I'm
this is
very
going
worried.
to be their relationship, I fear. I don't know anymore. I think Jimmy might actually genuinely be in love with Chelsea at this point. And she just can't receive it at any point.
Yeah.
She needs to feel loved by someone. And I don't know if the way he gives it is connecting with her.
It's
And
not.
that's unfair to him and her if they can move forward.
So we start off this set of episodes with them meeting with his parents. His family is so precious. I
That's adorable.
adored them, and how his country accent came out even more while like when he was around them. I was like, they're so cute.
So cute.
But one of the things I noticed when I was rewatching it is that Jeremy says, we've had a few fights, but we've been able to work through them. And Chelsea goes, we haven't really had fights. They've been conversations.
Conversations.
Like, and I'm like, girl, what? Like, what? You guys like left each other crying, didn't sleep in the same, like, what are you talking about? Those are fights. Those were fights. And the fact that she's being so delulu about that is just, to me, just set the tone for the rest of this episode. Like you do not understand how relationships work. And if you can't even agree that y'all have had fights, why are you doing this? You should at least be able to agree about that. And the fact that you contradicted him is like, girl, what?
I will say this couple is the couple we've seen the most fights from. And I don't know, it's a lot of fights.
It's a lot of fights. Even with Jeremy and Laura, they didn't really have fights. I mean, it was like one, that one at the beach because of the whole bean dip thing. But that was really it. The rest of their shit was just her being mean, kind of talking a little shit, but it wasn't like fighting.
Every episode, this couple's having a fight.
And it's always the breakup fight. It's always like, well, I don't want to be with you. And they'd sleep apart for the night. So
Yeah.
that is a problem in itself. Like, I don't believe that you should not sleep with your partner if you guys have a fight. Like, you shouldn't go to bed angry. You should solve it that night. I've always believed that, but they love to just leave. Like, one of you is just not gonna sleep in the bed. And
Well,
that's wild.
I'm a big proponent of if we're in this, you can't threaten to leave me.
Yeah.
That's not fair nor fun.
No.
So that always being on the table, this I can't do this, maybe
I
we
don't
don't
want to
want
be with
to be
someone like
together,
that.
is very mean in my opinion if you're trying to work towards something with someone. So I don't think that should ever be on the table. This just leave, and we don't play around like that around here. That's
Right.
my opinion.
Agreed.
So the biggest argument in this episode is that Jimmy stays out too much. And essentially, Jimmy goes out to celebrate what seems to be a friend's birthday, a frat brother. The frat brother's girlfriend show up as well. It sounds like Jimmy was out maybe about an hour and a half in total. This may have been one of the first times Jimmy goes out without Chelsea. Chelsea did not want to go out.
Yeah.
Chelsea
He
was already in.
says that she wasn't invited. He says she was. I'm inclined to believe him because she does this often where she just like forget something happened. And she was also very drunk. So I just feel like Jimmy is telling the truth. He did invite her. But
Right, no.
it also sounds like his invite was like, you're welcome to come if you want. It wasn't a like, I want you to come with me. So I will say I don't like those type of invites, but
Well, he said she was already in bed, and maybe he really did just want to go for that hour and a half, right? And if you ring people, sometimes that slows things
yeah,
down.
now you gotta
It
introduce
sounds like,
her.
right. Sounds like Mackenzie would have been there. Now she's with Mackenzie, right? So really, it seemed that she might have been okay with this, but the pod squad was there and noticed Jimmy out without Chelsea. So they hit up Chelsea, like, hey, girl, why is your man out without you?
Which is
So
messy.
suddenly, right, suddenly she has this big issue with Jimmy goes out too much and he's always out. And if that's what he is and who he is, she doesn't want to be with him. And it just felt so wild because she also brings up that he has female friends. Were they there with him? And brings up something that seems that Jimmy told her off of camera is that he slept with one of the homegirls that we met in a previous episode, which sounds like he confided in his fiance and it was
Before
not
she
something
met them, yeah.
we were supposed to be shared with at all on camera, which is something that many couples do. So once again, she's violating in the worst kind of way. And it comes from a place of insecurity oftentimes when it's Chelsea and Jimmy's arguments.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. She is pushing her own insecurities onto him, and the fact that she's drunk just does not help it. Because we also hear her say she literally throws several arguments at him, and none of them seem to be sticking, and it just gets confusing. Like she starts talking about how he's been talking to. She basically accuses him of being out with his best friend, the girl best friend. I don't know if the girl best friend was there because that's not how Jimmy put it. Then she says, "Who the girl you talk to all day, the one you have all these like jokes with and stuff." She's like railing him for stuff that he's been doing all the time that she now thinks he was out with this girl. Then she says, Mackenzie says Jess was there. Where did that come from? Like, I really wish that we had seen him ask Jess if she was there that night because Girl, what? Why would Mackenzie tell you this? That's why I said Mackenzie's messy, because there's no way that you thought Jess was there and like with Jimmy. Because I just don't believe for a second that Jess was there. There's just no way you can convince me that's true.
No,
Which
I
means,
think Timmy was right. I think Chelsea was fishing at that point. So she was just trying to see what lies she could
but
catch
that's
from him.
manipulative. Like,
There
why
you
are
have
you
it.
trying to do that, girl? Like, why, if that is the case, which I honestly feel like she was too drunk to be that like conniving, but if she was, why do
Because
you
she's
want to be
furious.
hurt?
It was all her past coming up. She said that she's been cheated on with a friend, a girl, best friend before. She doesn't think that Jimmy feels she's pretty. I think there's a lot of this. She thinks Jess is hot. She knows that Jess wanted her man. She still feels like she's in this competition. She set herself up for failure with all of these stories that she's told herself that I don't think Jimmy has done for her, which is why when she was talking to Trevor and Trevor's just being nice this one time, she's so super flattered. It felt great to hear that she was beautiful, that he would hit on her regardless. So she's all flattered, talking about, I'd take my bracelet out again too if I get, we need
That
to
was
download
so
the app.
trifling.
Right. Which, you know, I don't think she's going to, but she felt really seen in that moment. And it's not what Jimmy's doing at this point. It's something within Chelsea that isn't accepting what is happening in this moment. And I'm not saying Jimmy's doing everything right. But I think Jimmy's showing up as himself. He's just this very Southern guy who's straightforward. What you see is what you get. And Chelsea doesn't like the way he loves her.
Like the one thing there was a few things that I thought that Jeremy did wrong, but the part that really kind of Jeremy, sorry, that Jimmy did wrong, but the part that really blew me was when he was like, "Tell me right now if you want me to take a step back," like from his best friends, his female best friends, and she said, "Of course I do," and then he was like, "Well, I'm not willing to take a step back," and walked away, and I was just like, why did you even tell her to say that? Like, if you are not willing to take a step back from your best friends, which I'm not asking him to, I don't think that that's fair to come into someone's life new and expect them to just drop their best friends. But why would you even ask her if that's what she wants you to do? If it was just to see if she would say yes, and now you're done with her, then okay, be done with her. Like, be like, that's not the kind of person I want to be with, and be done with it. But the fact that y'all came back together the next day is just like, what was the point in any of this conversation? He said several times that he did not want to be in this marriage, but then ended the next day by being like, so we're gonna keep trying. We're gonna keep moving forward.
They have very nasty arguments, in my opinion. I don't think they're kind of
They
following.
said, and I don't know if we got to see all of it, because Chelsea said, like, we were attacking each other's character. We were doing all these nasty things. Like, we both said we didn't love you or whatever. Like, it got very ugly, and she left the house and slept at a friend's, I believe, or probably her old apartment. That's not a healthy relationship. If you are attacking someone's character, if you are saying, I don't want to be with you, like, you need to end it. This is bad. Y'all haven't even been together a whole month yet, and you're already saying stuff like this. Just go ahead and end it.
And Amy and Johnny are trying to figure out how to have an argument so that they can know how each other fight before they get married. It's really interesting.
Yes, it is. What did you think about what's his name? Jimmy's chat with Jess when they finally meet.
So I think this is a very interesting point of the juxtaposition between the Jeremy and Sarah Ann situation and then the Jimmy and Jessica situation. Those names five times fast. It's just a lot of J's this
A lot
season.
of jades.
That's why we mixed them up and made mistakes. I don't even know if we've always gotten right sometimes, but we're doing our best and you know what we mean. So, Jimmy and Jessica sitting down, I thought it was a very chill situation. It makes me wonder if they have another argument, Chelsea and Jimmy, I feel like she's going to push him in the arms of Jessica. I'm always nervous about conversations where guys are with their ex and they're like, you're the smartest person I know. You know, you were number one. I was just nervous because of these things, especially the day after they had an argument. But I don't think any worse than the conversation that Trevor and Chelsea had.
Right. She literally told Trevor, you were number one until the day of. That's not great. Like if I'm Jimmy and we're still together and I'm hearing that, that's not good. That's not what anybody wants to know. I don't want to know that you couldn't decide I was number two until the day of.
Right. So I don't think either conversation was better or worse.
Yeah.
I think Jessica is seen as more of a chill girl because she didn't send a message to Jimmy. And maybe if she did, it would sway Jimmy, right? If he and Chelsea kept having all these arguments and then he saw her, which is why Sarah Ann is wrong in that situation. She didn't give, and AD was correct in saying that she didn't give that fair chance to that period of time after their. Where they were trying to get that foundation together. So I think that's why Jess it had that juxtaposition alongside Sam. And yeah, Trevor, the same thing. It's very, actually, I think Trevor's is even more a little weird because he and Jimmy are cool. It's very strange. They have a bromance too, but if Chelsea was to leave Jimmy and try to get with Trevor, I think he'd be absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, same. Yeah, like, and I thought it was really hypocritical of Chelsea because she looked up Trevor too when they got home. She said, yeah, I went and looked and you only had one picture posted with the mullet. And so she knew what he looked like. So why is she now mad that Jimmy looked up Jessica? Like, the hypocrisy is, it just, it's so astounding to me. And it made it really hard to like Chelsea at all. And I don't think she's like an evil person, but she just has so many issues that it's ugly to see it all, you know, smushed into a 1 hour show for 11 episodes.
Right.
Y'all are
And
literally
they see the
playing
most
her low life
problematic
reel.
moments. So they're really highlighting not the best of Chelsea at this point. And hey, I get it because you can't show everything, but this is,
And
it
it
gets.
makes for good TV. And at the end of the day, she still did these things, right? So it's like we still see you saying, I don't want to be with someone who goes out, which is wild to me. Like he went out for an hour to celebrate his friend's birthday there, and she agreed that he wasn't gone that long. So what is the problem? Like there's no way. And the thing, like what really kind of threw me is like, if she was at home in bed when he left, then why is she now like dressed up with makeup on for filming? Like it just, I don't know. It just didn't make any sense. Like, I get that they might film at weird times, but they usually aren't filming at like midnight. So he had to have come home in time to film.
Probably like a happy hour, or that was like the day before. I don't know if it happened the day before and they were addressing it
No,
the night.
they said it was that night because like the way they were talking, it was, I think it was that night.
Wow, then I
She was
just really
drunk still.
right. So she had gotten up when Mackenzie was sexting her. It's an ego thing with her, and she's really feeling like she thinks Jess is it. So part of her keeps coming back to, oh, he saw Jess. I'm not as pretty as Jess. She's really feeling insecure because she knows she messed up with that Megan Fox thing. And I'm not saying that she isn't a pretty girl. I think she knew when she said that it wasn't her best comparison and that she wasn't herself, right? And when he saw her, but I do think now he thinks she's attractive.
Agreed. I don't think Jess is into Jimmy enough for anything to really like happen there. Like I don't think she's attracted to him enough. But I would have loved to have seen if he did end things with Chelsea and gone after Jess, just what her response would have been. Because online, Jess is like Chelsea's biggest cheerleader. In the podcast, she had Chelsea's back and was like, no, Chelsea is this fierce woman. Like, this is not her. So
Yeah.
it just kind of seems like Jess wouldn't have gone for Jimmy no matter what, which again is the difference between Sarah Ann and her.
I 100% agree. I think she was being very genuine when she was saying, be good to her.
Yeah, same. And she said, yeah, I wish you guys nothing but happiness. I think that was genuine. I think she really felt that way. So I don't have a problem with it. I did think the conversation with Chelsea and Trevor was a little bit grosser, for sure. I don't want to know. I don't want, if I'm fucking Jimmy watching this back and they're together and like you still have the bracelet, you gave him a bracelet and y'all still have that. Like that's weird. It is very weird. It's not okay. I don't need you to have something that you're thinking about your ex with. So I hope that she has gotten rid of that by now if they're still together. Then they had their date, their like final date, at the amusement park. This date was, they were having a great time. It seemed to be a lot of fun, but it ends on the cliffhanger of Jimmy asking Chelsea if she's gonna say yes at the altar. And we see a pause, and like, you know, editing could have created this pause, whatever. She could have answered right away, but we don't know. We don't see her answer, so we don't know.
Dun
Yeah.
dun
But we did, I feel like we saw in previews her dressed up for the wedding and walking to the altar. So I think that they at least do make it to the wedding day. How did you feel about the dresses she was trying on, the wedding dresses?
dun. Chelsea makes choices.
Oh, Chelsea does not understand her shape at all. And it's driving me crazy. Even the outfit she had, okay, so when they came back together to like make up after their big fight that night, she walks in with this black crop top and black leggings on. A very chill, cute outfit. They do make leggings that will suck your stomach in and give you a shape. And I just want every woman to know about this.
I like the dress that she wore to the dress fitting. That was
I don't
really
even.
flattering to her. It was a orange zebra sort of stripe, loose fitting.
Okay, I don't remember.
Tail.
I didn't like the wedding dresses she tried on. They were not flattering on her. I just really want someone to help her because I think Chelsea is a really pretty girl. And like she just doesn't do things that are necessarily 100% flattering for her. And it's very frustrating when I'm like, you could just do this and do that and it'd be great.
Like when she ran and we were like, girl, just move your
Don't,
arms.
just don't. Like the T-Rex run is not flattering for you. So yeah, they're just an interesting couple. This couple more than anyone else, I'm rooting to say no. If they say yes.
I wasn't ready for that. Rooting to say no.
I don't even want them to go to the altar. I want Chelsea at this dinner tonight to say, you know what? I'm gonna say no. And they just don't even go to the altar. Like, please don't waste my time. Y'all two do not need to be together.
If it is one no, one yes, who do you think would say no at the altar?
Jeremy, Jimmy, fuck, Jimmy.
Those names. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
I have like different letter names next season, Love is
Yeah.
Blind. Thanks.
Yes. But Jimmy, I think Jimmy would be the one to say no.
That makes sense to me.
I would love a mutual no. Because sometimes they ask them, like, what were you gonna say? And then you get a mutual no. That would be great. I just feel like the way that Chelsea was like begging him to take her back. Or to not say, to not like give up on her, she's not ready to end this.
Yeah, but I also think she would take not a lot of accountability if it was that no, you know?
Yeah, like she never does. She never will. That's my fear, and that's why I don't want them to be together. Even if with her being like she's made a couple posts and you know told that she's in therapy and really has come a long way since they filmed that last March, but
That's
I
nice.
just. Yeah, I'm happy for her for sure. I just don't know if Jimmy has it in him to love her the way that she needs to be loved.
Yeah, well, you know, she's got to start with self-love is really the key.
Yeah, for sure. I will say that there have been some people on the Love is Blind group saying that they have seen them two out, not together, but at similar events, both wearing like the nondescript trucker hats and things, trying to like hide. So again, they weren't like together, but they were both there at the same like bar or whatever, which is interesting because I thought she didn't go out. I thought she didn't want someone who goes out. So,
Well, listen, I also have gone whole seasons not enjoying a couple and then going to the reunion and them winning me over. So, as long
Lydia,
as
and what was his name? Lydia, and what was his name?
Milton, James
That's
Milton,
Milton. Yes.
another J name. That's why he went by Milton. See,
Yep.
they're onto something here. So, yeah, I just think that we need to regroup and move forward from here. So, if they grow together, I'm happy with them, but the state that they are right now, I would hope they would say no so that they can both grow. But if they want to grow together, that's really nice. And that's what marriage is all about. And that
Yeah.
would prove that line.
Agreed, agreed. I will say too that I think that for the producers, if a couple had this many issues but they end up staying together, I just feel like y'all need to edit this differently. You got to
For the
show
children's
more.
sake.
Yeah, you got to show us more loving moments because we're not, you want, I feel like they should want us to root for a couple, especially if they stay together. And right now, I'm not rooting for them. Even if they stay married, I'm going to be like, I can't root for y'all. This is terrible.
I don't
Because even
know.
with Milton and Lydia, even though I wasn't rooting for them, I didn't think that they would be toxic together. I just felt like their age difference was weird. He was too young. She needed more. It just was like, this is weird. Why are y'all getting married?
There was the Uche love layer in that situation too. That was a little strange. And then her conversation with Aaliyah was also very weird. It wasn't them together, it was everything outside
It
of
was
them. And
everything else, exactly. I didn't think they were necessarily bad together. I just didn't like them together. So I'm happy that they're happy, I guess. Like you found love. Yay, congratulations. Y'all are both nerds and love rocks. So I love that for them. But this couple I am actively rooting against. And I don't want to see them say yes. This would be the first time in the history if they both said yes, that a couple this toxic that fought this much.
Yes, agreed.
So,
And if they say yes, wow, what a reunion show.
yeah, I cannot wait for the reunion personally because I just know it's gonna be some shit. Even if they're not together, seeing this stuff back, just watching Chelsea's videos online, like she is going through it and really like reflecting like how terrible this was, how bad it looks. And you know, there is a lot of editing because even their conversation that night when she was drunk, it seemed so choppy. And I'm like, this can't all be because she's drunk. It like some stuff has to be missing. But yeah, she was very messy, very did a lot of things that are manipulative, and people online definitely are split down the middle on if they are team Jimmy or team Chelsea. And I'm like, we can be team neither because they both have done things that are wrong.
Yeah, I think for me, what the real is that it goes back and forth because they're both toxic. So it's not either one of them at any point, it's both of them. And they both are hypersensitive because even when Chelsea was at the party and said, "Look, there goes the number one couple," which I'm not quite sure which couple she was talking about. It might have been Amy and Johnny, it might have been AD, but Jimmy took that to heart and
It was
really,
Amy and Johnny, yeah, that they're the
I
number
thought
one,
so. But he really took it to heart. Like, we're the number one couple. And I don't know if she meant it as serious or, off the cuff sort of saying, if I walked up to someone and was like, "Oh my gosh, that's my best friend," I don't think you would be like, "What, Brie?" I think it made her feel really, or him feel really impacted, and it didn't need to.
Yeah, agreed. But it also is like, are you DeLulu, Jimmy? Because why would you think
Hello.
why would you think y'all were the number one couple? In what world? And
Nobody's fighting like you.
But it's like they both have this level of pride, which is how they picked each other in the first place. So that's why I'm like, I could see them saying yes just because everybody is like, no, y'all are the worst. Don't. So they feel like they have something to prove. And I do think they probably could be a good couple if they would go to therapy and learn how to talk to each other at the on their on each other's love languages. So anything is possible. Anything could happen. I love love. I love watching people fall in love, but right now I don't see it for those two, and I don't want to see it for those two.
Yeah, I'd rather not see it for those two.
Yeah.
I think we're going to.
I have a really bad feeling too. And I'm excited just to see how the reunion goes though, because there's no way y'all are okay after watching all this.
And who else gonna be at the reunion is a good question always.
I need Jeremy and Sarah Ann to be there so bad.
Wow, that is a something.
Yeah.
Even if they phone in, I'm down with that.
Yeah, they can do a video chat. I'm fine.
I just need a little connection with them.
Yeah, as long as Vanessa asks the right questions, because they be skirting around them questions and it really pisses me off.
And I'd be wanting to get into
Which
it.
is also why I don't understand why they film the reunion so early. Like they just filmed the reunion this past week. And I'm like, why wouldn't you at least wait till after the last drop to film it?
Yeah, after the wedding, y'all need to do it. Remember when they tried to do it live though?
Oh, that was awful. It was a terrible night. I was on a flight to Quito when that happened. And so part of me was like, hey, y'all don't get to watch it because I don't get to watch it.
So I think they had to 86 that, but that still doesn't mean you shouldn't do it this next week, like starting the 13th.
Yeah, because the next episodes drop this Wednesday, then they don't drop the reunion till the 13th. So you'll have a whole week in between where y'all could film it and edit it and get it done. So it just doesn't make
Right.
sense to me that y'all filmed it. They filmed it, I think, right before the last drop. So I know that they give them the episodes to watch early so that they can like answer questions and things. But so much is happening online too that it's like, no, we need all the tea. We need everything to be brought out. I hope Matthew's there. I want the other Amber to be there. I really want them to show us more of those conversations in the pod. But I'm just
Yep.
like, yo, Matthew went and deleted his Instagram page. So he might not be in a place to talk to y'all.
Well, is Matthew okay though? Because I also don't like people being bullied.
I don't like it either. And I hope that he is okay. Like, I just think that's so mean that people take it to the level of death threats. Like, these are not people you know in real life. Why would you send them death
Right.
threats over a
Also, if you know
reality
people in
show?
real life, don't do that
Yeah. Oh, yeah. To be clear, like death threats are never okay for
Right.
any type of reason. There's like no reason that someone deserves a death threat.
And the moral of the story is if you get there, you probably need a little bit of therapy as
Yeah,
well.
you might
I
need some
think
drugs
therapy.
too. You need a psychiatrist at that point because you need drugs. Like you need to be medicated and put down. It's like down for bed. I mean, not like an
Oh,
infusion.
like, whoa, Renice, it's getting late, I guess.
Like you need to take a nap. If you feel the need to send somebody a message about killing themselves, go take a nap. Go touch grass. Go do something productive with your life that is
A
not.
walk, right? Connect
Yeah,
with
like
nature.
get a cat and cuddle with them.
Yeah. Especially when the situation has zero to do with you. He walked out not on one of your family members.
And you know what? He didn't kill anybody.
Right.
He didn't kill anybody. He didn't kill an animal. No, nothing, no one, anybody was harmed in the filming of this show. And y'all are sending people death threats. Even Chelsea's getting death threats. I'm like, for what?
Kelsey? What?
Chelsea, I
All
think they're Anna's too. Like, they're all, like, people have just lost their minds when it comes to reality TV lately. And I'm like, see, that's why I could never do another dating show because people take the way you treat someone trying to find love entirely too seriously. Even on The Bachelor this season, a few girls have had to like turn off the comments on their post because people are sending them death threats. And it's like, bruh, this is not even you trying to, like, they didn't break your heart. What are we doing?
No,
So.
people have to quit it and get day jobs or something. I don't know, because really that's next level.
Yeah.
And these people are not your friends. Don't threaten your friends either. And Chelsea isn't that bad. Laura isn't
No.
that bad. No one deserves this terrible treatment.
She's annoying and needs therapy. She's not, I don't want her to die though.
Yeah.
Very weird. Anyway, do you have anything else to say about this last drop?
No, looking forward to this next episode and really looking forward to the reunion.
Yes, for sure. All right, girl. Well, thank you so much for joining me again, and I will talk to you next week.
Absolutely. See you next week.
Bye. Thank you for joining me, and a special shout out to my guests. All of their social media and page info can be found in the show notes. If you liked what you heard, please like, subscribe, and follow this podcast and my Instagram page at kickingitwith_Rae. That's RAE. Theme song was created by Chad Milner, and producing and editing was all done by me. See you next week.